On the pages of Taylor Caldwell's best-selling novel, Weekday Theater presents Tender Victories, starring Elliot Reed, Susan Douglas, Vaughn Taylor, and diminutive Catherine Anderson.
In our last episode, Laurie Summerfield announced to her father and to Dr. McManus that she is leaving Berryfield, leaving for good. And the doctor has told Laurie that he believes she's not leaving because of her father, but because of Johnny Fletcher.
You're going to wear a hole in that floor, Reverend, pacing up and down like that.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. McManus. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about how John's coming along so nicely since his operation. But I'm pretty sure that's not what's making you pace the floor.
No, it isn't.
What's bothering him?
It's little Emily, Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
She is failing. I can see it. Every time there's a bad smog, she gets sicker.
It's bound to happen. She ought to be in a hospital somewhere, up high.
I know. But even Dr. Kennedy agrees it would probably make her worse, being away from the other kids and me.
Reverend, you've seen a good deal of the world for your young years. You're a realist. Oh, I agree, you got what seemed like a miracle with John, but, well, that's because Doc Klein gave everything he had to that operation. And what Laurie did helped, too, visiting him there in the hospital.
Yes, it helped John a lot.
Yeah. He thought she was his mother. But face the facts, man. You can't expect another miracle for little Emily.
I know that. But why can't she live, Doc? Why can't she grow up to be a happy, healthy woman as Kathy will be?
Well, you're the parson. You ought to know if anybody does. Oh,
but I don't. God, forgive me, I don't know. I'm full of rebellion. I shout at God, but I get only silence. How can I talk to my congregation about the mercy of God when he doesn't answer my prayers for Emily?
I don't know, Reverend. I'm not the religious kind. Yeah, but maybe the answer will show up in time.
Maybe. Meanwhile, it's hard to just sit by and wait.
Well, let's look at it this way. The baby will go before she's even had time to know about death. Look what you're giving her meantime. Love, protection, security. Think of the millions of even healthy kids who don't get a tenth of that.
Yes, it's true. But small consolation, I'm afraid.
Well, that's all there is in life, Reverend. Small consolation for everyone. You, me, Laurie Summerfield.
Laurie. What kind of girl is she?
She's a fine girl. Yeah, she's got her problems, too. She idealized her father at an early age. When she found out what a hypocritical nincompoop he really is, well, it sort of set her back on her heels. Drank a little too much, maybe. Anyway, she's finally out of it.
What do you mean, out of it?
Gone. Flew the coop. Not coming back.
Not coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Up to here with her old man, she says. Yeah, but I kind of suspect it's, You all right, Reverend?
What? Oh, yes, yes. Of course, sure, I hope Laurie comes back. That is, we haven't seen much of her, but, she made a deep impression on all of us.
All of you, huh?
Yeah. Me and the kids. They must be through their lessons by now. Would you like to see them?
Sure.
Come on.
That's very good, Sean. You're coming along fine with your arithmetic.
Max is coming along fine, too?
Oh, yes, Max. You're doing very well. Now, children, let's take our history book.
Excuse me, Mrs. Coogan. This is Dr. McManus, an old friend.
No, Mrs. Coogan and I know each other.
Yes, indeed. I've met Dr. McManus several times over at Father Kripke.
Mm-hmm. And how are you kids doing with your schoolwork?
I'm doing long division now.
Oh, is that so? Well, good for you, Kathy.
And I am doing very well, too, Mrs. Coogan said.
Good for you, too, Max. You're a fine boy.
Mrs. Coogan, could I see you in the study for just a second?
Yes, of course, Reverend Fletcher. Excuse me, Doctor?
Oh, certainly. Hey, what's that skull cap you got on there, Max?
Rabbi Chortor gave to Max.
Hmm?
He gave Jean one, too.
Oh.
He says Pope wears one. Only it is white.
Well, John's got a long way to go yet before he becomes Pope.
Doctor.
Yes, Mrs. Burnsdale?
I've got something for you in the kitchen.
Oh, good. Excuse me, kids. Well, well. Nice big batch of cookies. Mm.
Now, don't you touch them. They're for supper.
Oh.
What I've got for you is this. The grocery list.
What's this, a whole ham? Do you want to break me, woman?
Shh. Huh? Reverend will hear you.
Oh.
He can't understand why people say food is expensive. Oh. Especially when he sees how we eat on our meager little food budget.
Well, maybe you ought to stop reading my wallet and let him find out a few facts of life.
If he knew you paid the grocery bill, he'd be mighty embarrassed. And upset, too. I couldn't do that to him now. Not with what he's got on his mind. I tell you, Doctor, I'm not a superstitious woman. But I've got a terrible premonition.
What? What premonition?
I don't know exactly. There's trouble in the air.
Huh?
I've heard people talking. There's trouble in the air for Reverend Fletcher.
Be sure to join us tomorrow when the curtain goes up on another episode of Tender Victory, a weekday theater presentation based on the novel by Taylor Caldwell, published by McGraw-Hill.
One of the great religious holidays of the Jewish faith is known as Rosh Hashanah, which celebrates the beginning of a new year. The observance of this day is extremely important, and this gave rise to many examples of cooperation between various faiths during World War II. At times, when no Jewish chaplain was available, these services were conducted by chaplains of other denominations. For instance, on one occasion in Alaska, the special services officer read the appropriate verses from the prayer book furnished by the National Jewish Welfare Board. The ceremonial wine was contributed by the Catholic chaplain, and the sermon was delivered by a Protestant chaplain. Now, this is not an isolated instance. Many such stories could be told about similar actions in the chaplain corps. They do not limit their services to men of their own faith. In a chapel or on a battlefield, their concern is for all men in their organization. They also serve the religious needs of American citizens in overseas locations where no English-speaking clergyman is available. For over 150 years, our chaplains have been side by side with the men in uniform. They're an important part of our armed forces team.